got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Destiny Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday. It's Women Forum tonight. Third Thursday of every month at 7 p.m. For ladies only. You can get involved right now by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. It's like a major, Mamma Mia, doozy. It's like a fat Mamma Mia doozy. It's a doozy. Are you a lawbreaker? Why do you have to be a lawbreaker? Amazing question for those only who want to know themselves and overcome. Overcome being blind, being evil. Being evil. Are you a lawbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? Finally. What?
Oh, you did?
A lawbreaker. Are you a lawbreaker? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever you're doing, feeling sorry for the illegal aliens that are being deported and that will be deported, or you crying on the news saying that your family was deported, they've been here such a long time. Like, okay, they've been here a long time. They broke the law to get here, so we'll just keep them. If you're crying about that, or if you're on the run, running with the wind, you can be listening to the show. And when you get to your destination for running, you can podcast. So you're not going to miss it either way. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. You know what time it is? No, it is not twine time. Not twine time. You know what twine time is, Hank?
No, I do not.
Oh. It's a song called Twine Time. And the dance is like this.
Like you're rolling yourself into twine?
Yeah, back and forth. It's a dance. A song that has a dance called Twine Time. Anyway, it's not twine time, but it is. And it will always be Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
And this war ain't over, y'all. We're talking about saving democracy. We're talking about health care for all of God's people. We're talking about housing for all of God's people.
So we're going to read you the scriptures, read you the commandments, and you can actually follow the Bible, do what God say, and not what the Christian church say.
Do it now.
I'm tired of this church.
Oh, wee. Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. Elvin Cash and the Crawlers. Twine Time. Yep. Thank you, Derek. James of the Hate Report and the Hate News, not the Fake News. What is a human being?
A man or a woman or a child.
What? That doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does.
How?
Because...
How does that say that that's a human being?
A man?
So an animal, a pig, or a chicken.
Those are not men or women or children.
They are male chicken, male...
I know, but man means human man.
But what is a man?
A person.
I mean, what is a human?
A person.
What does that mean?
Somebody.
I am somebody.
Right?
So, I don't know. I don't know. I'm really asking because I've been hearing the word human being all my life, but I don't know if I ever heard what that is. I just assumed that I knew what it meant.
Well, I think that human being might have been brainwashing. Like atheist or communist brainwashing.
Meaning
it,
what?
It used to just be man.
Right. He created a man and woman. It never said he created a human being.
Right.
And so, but I've always assumed that I knew what a human being meant. But when I really think about it, I don't know. Joel said a living organism.
See, I'm better. My answer's better. Shout out, Joel. Joel Friday TV.
And so what is it?
A person.
But what is that?
A person is to a man or a woman or a child, which includes baby, fetus, by the way. But, yeah.
Yeah, what?
That.
What?
What I just said, man, woman, or child.
But what... That still doesn't tell me what it is. What is a human being, Nick? Anchor Baby.
Yeah.
Of the Anchor Baby Show at 12 noon.
I think of it as other people, what? Not animals, but us like people.
But what is a human being?
Human being. You know, that just meant Homo sapien growing up. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they
told
me.
That's even more communist. Is that
exactly?
Canada?
That's what they told me. Like, human, Homo sapien. It's like,
what's a Homo sapien?
Classification of animal, really.
So a human being is an animal.
Somebody
who's
the scientist.
Somebody who's the same as us, as a Homo means, and sapiens is I don't know. I forget what.
So like dogs are canines. They say that we are something else, but Homo sapiens.
So
is
nobody,
us.
You guys don't know really what a human being is.
No, we just know when you see them. And a man, a woman, or a child. Well, I said no. I don't want to speak for Nick. He knows a lot.
And so...
No, I don't know.
What is a human being, Nick?
Yeah, like I said, I just in my mind, it's just people. When people write man in books, and I'm reading books, and they say man, I think of just other people, not animals.
But you still don't know...
But I don't know. I can't tell you what that word is. When I hear sometimes these days I'll hear someone say, you know, like other human beings. And I'm like,
right, I hear that
as opposed
too.
To what? Aliens? Like
when I ask people, who are you? they say a human being. I'm like, so what is that? And they don't know. But we all assume we know what a human being is.
Like the other day,
like
I heard
when they
someone...
attach a, when they try to make you guilty?
I really don't know. It's not like one of those questions I already know. Mm-hmm. And I'm just asking. But I don't know what a human being is. But all my life, I've thought I know. I thought I knew.
Yesterday, the other day I heard someone say human emotions. And so I'm like, as opposed to what? Like alien emotions? Like I guess animal emotions, maybe that's what they're thinking.
So no one knows what a human being is. Nick said a homo sapiens.
Sapiens.
Sapien. That sounds like an animal.
Right. That's what they're trying to do to us.
I'm wide awake. So no one knows. Joel just said, well, he just said, it's just a word, LOL. He went from a living organism, since you said, shout out, Joel.
Right.
And he said, well, it's just a word.
It doesn't get more simple than that.
But we all agree that it means like us, like just people, right?
Only because we've said that that's what it meant, but never right. No one said what it is.
I'm happy with that.
Right? You happy with
what
that?
What else do you want to know?
What is a human being? Shouldn't
well,
we know?
Already, but we just established what it is.
What?
You, me, Nick, well. That one, presumably how most about, of the people in the snake pit.
How about Derek?
Not the dogs.
Derek, yeah, that's what I was trying to recall.
And not the dog. So we don't know then.
You don't know.
Okay, Baba Thumper Thursday. And for those who don't know, we take all calls, but we have set aside Thursday for the Baba Thumper because we love the Bible Thumpers, and maybe we'll start a Black Friday. Well, we can't do a Black Friday, so a Black Friday. Maybe a Black, all the days are taken up, huh? When it's just Blacks only.
Black Friday sounds awesome.
we love the Blacks. Maybe we'll call it Black Friday, and we'll take the Black calls.
The we Blacks do. Are quite expressive. They can express themselves on Black Friday.
And so we do love the Blacks. We love the Jews. We love everybody. Our enemies. But anyway, Baba Thumper Thursday, 888-775-3773. I have mentioned over and over again over the years that when a married couple break up and they have children, they should not remarry. They should not bring another person between the children and one parent that they do have left. Whether it's the father or the mother, if the children live with the father, then the father should not remarry. If the children live with the mother, then the mother should not remarry. Or even if they not living with one or the other parent, the other parent should not remarry. Neither one of the parents should not remarry. And the reason for that it's hard enough on the children not having both parents together because children love their parents in spite of, right, until they start hating them. But they love their parents. And so I think I'm going to make Friday Black Fridays. That's when we respond to Black callers first. All callers, but Black callers. Because there's this impression that we don't love the Blacks. But we do love the Blacks. I think starting tomorrow, we're going to do a Black Friday. It's going to be called Black Friday. Friday. But anyway, and they should not. And the only reason, and one reason only, that when parents break up and they have children, is that they either move in with somebody else or get married because they say they feel lonely. And so it's only for their ego ideas selfish idea to make themselves feel good, a phony feeling good, but to feel good. And it's not about the children at all, but the kids get jealous because they can see that the father or the mother is only thinking of themselves, and they leave them out again, and they become jealous and mad at the parents. But the parents don't care because the parents are into their own self, their own egos, and the father or the mother that does this does not care about the children at all. It's all about self. And that's why you must be born again. You must die from the ego, because the false self, the evil nature, because the evil nature is always about itself. It's never about someone else. It does not care about anyone else but self. That's why I call it ego, and it's evil, and it's selfish. It's even separated from God. And so parents should not remarry. Why would you want to remarry anyway or go live with somebody else, or live in or remarry? Because you already have your children, and the only purpose of a marriage is not to keep you from living alone, dying alone, but it's to have children. And if you're not going to have children, there is no reason to get married, zero reason. Really, no reason. And then you should not be having children just because you want children. And when you have children just because you want children, you're doing it because something else is missing in your life, and you're using children to try to fulfill that, and that never works. That never works. And then the kid suffers. Because you made children, and the devil tell you, well, you'll be a better parent than your parents. You'll do better than this and better than that if you had children. And you believe the lie, you get the children and you screw them up, and the devil laughs at you. He laughs at you. All his little demons are cracking up. So you should not get married if you've been married already and you have children. Because now that you have your own children, eventually, they're going to make children who will be grandchildren and great-grandkids and great-grandkids. So it's not like you need to get married and make more children. You're doing it because you're evil, and you're trying to fulfill your ego. Step-parents do not work. They don't work. Here's a clip of an upset stepfather lashing out at his family, seemingly over a dispute with his wife's son. Watch this over X.
It's okay, you can record me all you want. He's a little scumbag.
Okay.
Just like you.
Okay.
I don't care. You can tell your father's gonna go to jail too.
Okay.
Because I have video of him driving.
Okay.
Watch.
Okay.
Watch, you little That's what you are. A little Where's daddy in Oklahoma? Where is he? Your father Jake wants nothing to do with your stupid ass. You psychopath. I'm stupid? Look at yourself. Nobody wants you. Your own mother sent you to a hospital. Don't you realize that? I didn't want any kids. And I told your nutty mother that 8 years ago. Because I saw how she acted with you. That's why, you dumb. Daddy Dan's going to jail because I videoed him driving.
Yeah.
Remember the f***ing alcoholic who drove with you drunk in a f***ing car? You dumb
Amazing, huh? You're not supposed to get married but one time. Unless your wife or your husband dies. He just dead. He just got dead. Why do they put that on YouTube or X if it happened in the home like that?
It looked like the mother recorded it, and she let somebody see it. Either she put it out, or somebody who had access to what she sent to them put it out there.
Oh, mess.
Make the guy look bad, which he did.
Yeah, Derek said the wife would probably, we don't know for sure if the wife would join it, but it never made sense to me that you have a home problem like that and you take it and you put it out on YouTube, on X or anywhere. What purpose is that? You know what I mean? But the one thing I know is that human beings, even though we don't know what it is,
you
is evil, and they do. It's so amazing to me, folks, what human beings do to one another that is not even funny. How human beings, think about that, treat each other in such a wicked way, and they get a thrill from it. See how this stepfather feeling about the stepchildren? And he had no business, zero business, marrying a woman, a female, who already had children. And now the kids are suffering even more so. They're already suffering because they're not with the father. They're not with the father, so they're already suffering. And now they got to deal with a father, a stepfather, and a mother who's fighting and not putting them first. And look how the stepfather's talking to the kids. And the stepfather said he told his stupid mama, something like that, that he didn't want any children. So why would he marry a woman who already had children? Why? The one thing I know for sure, and you better start, I mean, you don't have to. I suggest you start working on yourself so that you can overcome the world, because this is hell on earth. Men and women, you can overcome the world and be in it. Otherwise, you're not going to make it. You're going to live in fear. You're going to live in misery, because human beings have no love at all, and they get a thrill from trying to hurt you, and they call it life. They feel alive. They laugh. They feel funny. They feel good on the inside that they believe that they have hurt you. And most people are hurt by that. But I promise you, if you work on you, I don't care what you've done. If you work on you, you can overcome the world, and the world cannot touch you. And believe me, they'll work overtime trying to hurt you. Look what they're trying to do to the great white hope and Elon. Two men who are trying to make America better in a material way, not even spiritual. Not even spiritual, and they are trying to destroy those two men. All they're doing is trying to make life a little bit easier for you in a physical way. And look at in America, not just the world, but America, trying to destroy them. They're burning up this man's cars and setting his automobile companies on fire and threatening. And that's human being. That's human nature. That's evil. Human nature is evil. How will you survive if you don't overcome it? God said you can be in it, but not of it. You really can, but you're not going to survive in it if you don't overcome it. Look how ticked that man is. It's his fault he married a woman who are apparently a woman who already had children. It's not the kid's fault. It's his fault. It's not even the woman's fault that he married her. It's her fault that she married him, because she was wrong for marrying another man that already had children. It appears, at least in the video. And then that little boy that was hitting her with the little sweeper thing, ain't no way that would be happening. That wouldn't happen but one time. It is amazing how what state that we are in. When I say the fallen state, we have a show called The Fallen State.tv. It's an amazing show. Check it out. But when we're in the fallen state, we have fallen away from the light. We have fallen away from love. We have fallen away from God. we have drifted off into the wilderness, wildness, and we're far away from home. We're lost, and we're like animals, and we treat each other in that way. And don't even care, because you have no love. You're empty. The Father has made it possible. He made it possible for you to return back home. He made it possible for you to return back to love, back to light, back to freedom, back to perfect peace. And you literally can have it. And the world may see something different about you, but they won't know. Some people will if they're seeking. But most people won't know, and they'll try to hurt you. And if you are of thoughts and emotions, which is a fallen state way of living, you will cry at night. You will cry, either with tears outwardly or in your mind. See how selfish that is? Step parents do not work. And then the world try to dress it up, and they call it, what do they call that when the two families come together as one?
Blended family.
Blended family. They try to dress it up because the world is evil. Human beings are evil. Human beings are evil. The hearts of human beings are evil. Words cannot express. But you don't have to be bothered by it if you're in control of your own world. You and your world, you're living from it. But you should not be marrying. There's no reason to get married, remarry, if you already have children. Fathers or mother, men or women. Really, it doesn't work. According to 1 Corinthians 7, 10, 11, it's Bible thumper. To the marriage, I give this ruling. And this is not mine, but the Lord's. A wife must not separate from her husband. Or if she's already left him, she must remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband. And a husband must not divorce his wife. Amazing, huh? The problem, too, the number one problem in marriages today, not always, because married people used to stay together for 50, 60, 70, and 80 years. Married people today do not get married under God. Oh, they may have a wedding. They may say those vows and say to God, but it's not from God. They didn't even come together under God. They do not, and as a result, marriages don't work at all, because 99.9% of marriages today are made in hell and not in heaven. God didn't bring y'all together. You were not seeking that first, and it was added. You went looking for it in one way or another. Women are out there looking for men, and men are looking for women, and they play a game on each other, and then they get each other, and after a while, all hell break loose. The man become a mama's boy, and the wife become mama. What a sad, sad world we live in. But you don't have to live in a sad world. You can be free. You really can, but you got to work on you. And then there are people who believe in free will. They believe Jesus is God. They believe in speaking in tongues. What a mess. 888-775-3773. Let me take a break. When I come back, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. Phone calls and super chats when I come back. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, and it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing how in that fallen state, how we live, how we think, how we treat one another, how we treat ourselves. It's mind-blowing to me. Hell is right here on earth, all in the name. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake Report.com, H-A-K-E Report.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And he has on his shirt today to prove to the flat earthers that the earth is round. The earth is round and not flat. And he has on his shirt today to prove it. Y'all gonna, you've seen it before, but it's just a reminder. Obviously, obvious gold, globe, thehakereport.com. He's pointing to the round earth. And he's like, ooh, look. Amazing. And then Joel Friday at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report. Joel Friday TV. Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday, even though his name is Friday. What the? Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. And then the American Anchor Baby. Energy all over the place. It's just energy. Two men that have all the energy on the earth is Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, and the American Anchor Baby. At 12 noon on Rumble. You got to know how to rumble. Are you on Cozy and Loco as well?
No.
Oh, you're not? Why not?
I'm not on one of those. You have to get permission.
Have you tried?
Mm-mm.
Amazing. So check it out, all right? I want to let me go to Norway and talk to David out of Norway, heard around the world by everybody and they mama. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. It's been a long time. How are you?
It's been a long time. All is well, David. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Good. I haven't talked to you since. I remember it was before Trump got shot. And
wow.
Since then, he got shot and he won, and congratulations.
Thank you, man. It's been
amazing.
The Great White Hope, making America great again.
It's amazing. It's not just making America great, it's making the world better again, because you know, just this money from USAID that was going to woke journalists even here in Norway.
That's amazing.
So now we're going to get less woke journalism, at least.
What a mess, huh? It's amazing. What manner of man is this? The world obeys him.
Everything.
Yeah. That's amazing. So Derek want to know, where's the scripture hate about the world being round? David, is the world round? Is the earth round or flat?
I'm pretty sure it's round.
And why are you so sure?
Like Hake says, it's obvious. You can just look at a boat go off in the horizon and you'll see it disappear because it's round, because it's the curvature. Also, you can watch the... You cannot see the North Star from the southern hemisphere. So from Australia, you cannot see the North Star.
That's amazing.
That should prove it.
Yeah. What other proof do you need? And why do people... Because I think this is a new thing. Why do people believe... Some people believe it's flat. What made them think that?
I don't know. Some crazy videos on TikTok or...
Oh. They thought... So what?
People are pushing deceiving lies, clickbait, it gets attention. It's a way to make money, I guess.
That's a good point, man. What the? Joel says, if the moon and the sun look round, so is the earth, Derek. That's amazing.
Does Derek think it's flat?
No, Derek think, yeah, Derek. My producer, he black. My producer think that the earth is flat.
Oh, Lord. Your other producer was also a flat earther.
Right. What the?
Yeah. What's his name again?
Sean.
Sean.
Yeah, Sean think the earth is flat as well. Amazing.
Crazy.
Well, thanks for your call, David. Good to talk to you, man.
But I just wanted to ask you about free will, and because I just found the scripture in the Bible, that kind of proves that you are right about free will. It's the beginning of Ephesians. The two first sentences, Paul says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself." So it is predestined, it says.
Right on.
And
that's deep.
He chose us.
Yep. It's amazing to me, but I understand in that Father state that you can. It's impossible to believe the truth. You can only believe lies, and it's amazing to me that human beings think that they have a free will, and yet they can't will themselves to have perfect peace. They cannot will themselves to stop thinking in ways that bring them misery. They cannot will themselves to love themselves and others, and yet they think they have a free will. It's mind-blowing. But I understand they cannot see, but they do not have a free will, that's for sure.
Yeah, so it seems pretty clear that God chooses his children. It's not up to us to choose God. Everything is already written in the book of life. Basically, God has planned from the end to the beginning.
Yep, it's already done. It's been completed. It's done. It's over. And all you got to do is live. Everlasting life is right now. Amazing.
Amazing.
Well, thank you, David. That is a perfect way to get Bible Thumper Thursday to start thinking in the right way. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man, and keep up the great work, and shout out to Hake and Nicholas and the rest of the team.
Right,
Joel.
On. You black.
So you guys have a good day.
Thank you, Derek, and thank you, man. It's good to hear from you again.
Yeah, you too. I'm going to call in more often.
All right. Amazing.
I hope we'll figure out a way after the month of May when Skype is going to
down. Yeah, we got to figure out what's going to happen now that Skype is shutting down. But it'll work out. We'll work out something.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, buddy. Bible Thumper Thursday, Scott. There's one line open. It's out of Indiana. Scott, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Scott.
Man, you don't understand how much of an honor it is to speak with you right now. You're like my hero.
Amazing.
You have literally changed my life. I have not missed a show in 5 years.
That's amazing. Thank you, man.
No, man. Thank you. You're obviously sent from God, and I'm super nervous right now.
So relax. It's just Jesse.
It's just Jesse.
Yeah.
I just can't believe I'm speaking with you right now. It's insane. Can we hear what the great White Hope has to say today?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me see.
This is so crazy.
Delusion is over. America will never be a socialist country.
Amen.
Amazing.
Amen. Amazing. Can I answer your biblical question?
Are you a lawbreaker?
No longer am I a law. I used to be, but I am no longer a lawbreaker.
And how do you know? When you say I used to be, what do you mean by that?
I used to have problems, issues with, you know, substances and stuff like that.
Right.
But you have helped me totally straighten out my life and see truth for what it is. And I'm so grateful to you that there are no words to explain it.
Right on. Well, you stay with it. It only gets better. It really
Amen,
does.
Amen, brother. Amen, it really brother. Does.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. Thanks for responding to the biblical question. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Absolutely. I love you all, Jesse.
Thank you, buddy. Love you, too. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You, too. Amazing. Brandon is out of Canada. Brandon, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what to do with my pain.
What pain?
The pain I have, Jesse. I did bad things, and it's like I can't forgive myself for those things because I did things that I knew as a child was wrong, and all I knew was when I was a child, all I knew was violence and anger and nobody would listen to me as a child, and I felt like unloved by my mother and my father, and that made me really angry. And all I knew was pain, Jesse. And no matter what I try to do or to say, it's like I can't make myself good or better. I can do good.
You cannot do good even though you try?
Yeah.
Amazing. And your question for me is what?
How do I forgive myself for those things and get over this pain?
And when you say forgive yourself, who are you that you need to forgive? Who are you?
The person I promised myself I would never be, and no matter what I did, I ended up being that person, and I hate that person.
And who are you? Who is it? Who is the person that you hated? Who are you?
The bad things that I did.
Okay, but you're not the things that you did. Who are you?
I like to think of myself as a child of God, but I think I lost my way, you know, when I lost my way for a long time now.
But who, when you say, I hate myself, who is saying, I hate myself? And who is the self that I is hating? Are there two people is talking to? Are there two people inside of you?
No.
And who is hating who? Whom?
It feels like it's me hating me.
And who are you? What's the, who are you? Tell me who you are that's hating you.
I don't know.
So then how do you know you hate you if you don't know who you are?
Because I'm feeling the pain of those things I did.
And are you the pain?
I don't think I am, but it feels like it.
But are you the pain?
I heard you say that I'm not.
And what do you say?
I say yes.
You are the pain?
Because I feel it.
But and the pain is in your body, but isn't in you.
If I give into it.
It's the pain in you or is in your body?
In my body.
And so why are you your body?
No, I'm not.
So why do you say you're the pain?
Oh, I think because I like to think that I'm the pain.
But why would you think you're the pain and you're not? Why would you take on an identity that's not you? What purpose of that?
It feels good.
So you love the pain?
Yes, because I think that I deserve it.
So if you love the pain, why do you cry about the pain?
Because I don't want it no more.
Why is it that you don't want the pain that you love?
I'm tired.
Of what?
Feeling the pain and enjoying
so,
it.
And so why do you, if you want to overcome the pain, why don't you stop identifying with the pain? Why don't you stop calling the pain you when you know that it's not you?
Because it's all I knew from all I can remember. I had, all I had at home was pain, and both with my father and my mother, all I knew was pain and violence.
But I never knew
love.
And now that you're an adult, why do you still call the pain you when it's in your body but it's not in you?
Because I don't know how to love. So if there's not love, there's only pain left.
And whatever you have done, what made you do it? Who told you to do whatever it is that you have done?
My anger, and I didn't care about anybody but me. And I just wanted to feel better, so I did bad things, and I listened to my thoughts.
And so are you your thoughts?
No, but sometimes it's so hard because it's all I know, so I go back to it.
And so you're not your thought. Why do you take responsibility for what the thought told you and made you do? Why are you saying you did it?
Because they make me feel guilty.
And so, and who is feeling guilty?
Not me.
And so why do you say I feel guilty when it's not you that's feeling guilty?
The thoughts.
So when, if you want to be free, how will you ever be free if you don't stop identify with the false self that made you do the things you have done, that made you feel the pain that you feel for it, that made you feel guilty or false happiness? How will you overcome that if you don't stop identifying with it? If you don't stop calling it you, how will you ever overcome it?
It would not happen. I have to let it go.
So why don't you stop calling it you and identify with it? Do you think God blame you for anything that you have done?
No, I know that he don't, but I used to think that he did.
And since, so now that you know God doesn't blame you for anything, because in his eyes, Derek, get your phone for me out there. In his eyes, you have never done anything wrong. So why are you feeling guilty when in God's eyes, you're not guilty of anything?
Because I listen to the thoughts instead of believing in God.
So why won't you stop listening to the thoughts so you can die from them and be free?
Because I enjoy too much being the one responsible for those things, but now I think it's time to let it go. And so
if you enjoy it and you want to hold on to it, why are you calling me when you're not really ready to overcome your hell? Because you already know you've heard how to overcome it, because in God's eyes, you are not a sinner, you're not a saint, you're neither right nor wrong, you've never done anything. In his eyes, he knows that you have never done anything wrong, but yet you listen to the thought, which are evil, and they're telling you that it's you, and you still believe in it. I don't know. I don't know what I can tell you, since you already heard me say this and you already know, and yet you give into it. Why is it because you don't want to overcome it?
I want to. No. I really want to.
Well, so why don't you drop the thoughts by just being aware of them, so they can be taken away from you? Why don't you do what it takes to overcome? Stop calling it you. Stop calling the emotions you. Emotions are not you. The things you have done was not you. Why don't you stop taking responsibility for something that you never done?
I never had a really good example in my life.
No one has. Not one person ever had a good example. That's not an excuse to stay in your hell, though.
It's not.
Are you able to hold on?
Yeah, I am.
888-775-3773. Two more hours to go. Quick break. The hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. We'll be right back.
there's some happiest country propaganda. Finland, 8 years of being the happiest country. What good's it do them? So they live longer, though, maybe. I don't know. And the Department of Education is going to get shut down, hopefully. Trump is expected, if he hasn't already, I guess, to sign an executive order to shut down the Department of so-called Education at the federal level, anyway. I wish that he could shut down all the state departments of education, such as California and maybe even Texas. I've heard Texas's Department of Education is corrupt and messed up. I could be wrong. And the Pentagon purge. Are good things and people and things getting thrown out with the bad? I don't know. Ground troops, Israeli ground troops, are back in Gaza. Gaza. It's terrible. But this is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, March 20th, A.D., 2025. And JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers, okay? It is Hake News, not Fake News. By the way, it's the first day of spring, I heard. Is today spring? It's spring up here in the Northern Hemisphere. Explain that, flat earthers. Down in the Southern Hemisphere, it's fall, right? Aussies? Kiwis? Anybody? And also tonight is the third Thursday of the month. Women's Forum, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. All right. RebuildingTheMan.com/events if you need more info. But Commie Nonsense Network's CNN claims the world's happiest country has been announced, and for the 8th year in a row, it's Finland. Congratulations. Very white, right? Somewhat. Researchers credited the company's strong social support systems, whatever that means, high trust levels. Oh, they are a high trust society? Wow, dog whistles from these researchers. And a less materialistic mindset. Nice. The U.S., on the other hand, received its lowest ranking ever. Thanks, Obama, right? Because Joe Biden, let's face it, that was Obama all over again, right? Anyway, the Department of Edumamification is getting shut down, they say. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, poised to sign an EO, executive order, today to begin the process of dismantling the Department of so-called Education. Two administration officials told Commie Nonsense that. Leakers! Last week, the DOE, Department of Education, I guess, announced they're cutting 50% of their workforce, a move decried by degenerate unions supposedly representing federal workers and teachers. The department's civil rights office, oh, Lord, which combats anti-Semitism, all one word, no hyphen, so you think that it's more real, and Islamophobia and racism and discrimination against students with disabilities was among the hardest hit. That's a righteous hit. Nearly half of its staff was laid off, and regional offices in Boston, Chicago, Cleveland, Dallas, New York, Philadelphia, and San Francisco were closed. Good news, I think. Secretary of Defense, meanwhile, in the Pentagon, Pete Hegseth, he had an order to remove diversity content, or he issued an order to remove diversity content from all the Pentagon's platforms, has led to a massive purge of information, claimed Commie Nonsense Network. Tens of thousands of articles that they claim about cancer awareness. Was this malicious compliance? I like that phrase, malicious compliance. Maybe the Holocaust, the 9/11 terror attacks, so-called sexual assault, whatever that is, suicide prevention were removed, as was content about women, LGBTQ people, and people of color, including baseball legend Jackie Robinson. Like the Pentagon needed to know about Jackie Robinson. Give me a break. Who served in the U.S. military, by the way. Shout out. During World War II. A high level of irresponsible collateral damage, said one defense official. Maybe they should get rid of him, too. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Thank you.
to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, are you a lawbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? Why do you have to be a lawbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? You can listen to the show if you're busy doing whatever you're doing, working out, whatever. Taking your mother and you're taking your kids to school today because you don't love your children. You rather take them to daycare or a school, public school, anywhere because you really don't love them. It's not fulfilling to your ego. You got to go to work so people can say you're doing a fine job and you get an award and then you think you're wonderful. So if you're doing that right now, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast. But you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud. And we're going to get to your supers here in a minute. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson or Bond JLP. No, it's BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, and every Thursday, because we love the Bible Thumpers. Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your faith. Are you ready?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. He's drunk as a bastard. Bible Thumper Thursday. I want to go back to Brendan out of Canada, and I had to put him on hold there. We ran out of time. Brendan is feeling inner pain because of the things he have done, and he feels the pain from it. Brendan, what's your question for me?
My question is how can I really get over this pain? Because I feel like I'm searching for someone to. Now I see that I'm looking for someone to forgive me. But now I realize that no one can forgive me, and God doesn't hold anything against me, and that I'm the one who has to let it go.
And so
I was looking to be punished for those things, but now, after the things you told me, I start to see that I can't blame myself for those things anymore, and I can't listen to the thoughts telling me that I don't deserve to be happy, or I don't deserve to be forgiven for those things.
And so in knowing that, you've heard me say that, and in knowing that, why don't you cut that out? Why don't you stop believing them so that they can be taken out of your mind, away from you, and you would never, you would have a clear mind, and there would be no such thing as a past or a future.
Because I still remember when I was 4 and 5 and 6 years old, and my father wasn't around, and my mother would tell us a lot of times that we were bad kids and that she didn't love us. And a lot of times she would tell us that she was gonna pack her bags and just go and leave us. And I was only 5 and 4. And I didn't understand at the time why. She didn't love me, you know? And my... And my father wasn't around, you know? And my mom, I felt like she didn't want me, you know? She would always say, like, we were bad kids and that she didn't love us. And she would rather go and live another life without us. And I always tried to make her love me, but it never worked. That made me angry. And then I tried to make other women love me. And it just felt like no matter what I did to try and make my mom love me, and care for me and listen to me, she would never, you know, she didn't have the love to give us. And there was no one I could talk to, so I always felt like I was not really important for anyone or anything. That nobody really wanted me, you know? Not even my own mother. And father. And by trying to make someone love me, I did bad things. But I want to get over that. I really want to.
And how old are you now?
I'm 26.
You're 26. Can you give me one example of what you did to try to, at the time, to make your mother love you? What would you do? Something like what?
Make her laugh, or buy her flowers, or be there for her and try to make her happy, because she was really unhappy.
Okay.
She wasn't a happy person. She was always angry and screaming. And she blamed us for the life she had.
Have you heard me say that mothers don't have love? There's no such thing as a mother's love. They don't have love. Have you heard me say that?
Yeah, I heard you say that.
And so knowing that, do you realize she could not love you because mothers don't have love? They only have hate. Have you? Do you understand that?
Yes.
So she did the best she could. She didn't have love. Have you heard me say to go and forgive your mothers?
Yes.
Have you done that?
Yes, I did, but not for those things I just told you. I forgive her for talking bad about my father, but not about those things I just told you.
And why didn't you forgive her for the way she treated you, knowing that she mothers don't have love and they cannot treat you differently? She did the best she could. Why didn't you forgive her for that?
Because it's the first time I actually say it and realize it. And
oh, okay.
Haven't realized it before now. Well, maybe I kind of did, but kind of lied to myself.
Well, now you realize it, you see it. Now you got to, are you able to talk to her?
Yes, I am.
Well, you need to forgive her for that. And just realize there's no such thing as a mother with love. Mothers do not have love. They only have hate. All mothers have hate and no love for their children. Or anyone, themselves, or anyone. There's no such thing as a mother's love. And so she did the best she could. Forgive her so that God can forgive you for being angry at her because she couldn't help herself. Anger is judgment. Anyone that judge playing God, and you're hurting yourself. Anyone that has anger and try to hurt someone, they're hurting themselves. It come back on what they're doing is bringing this back up on themselves. Your mother is in misery, and you're in misery because you are judging her, and it's coming back on you. That's what it means. What you do to others, you're doing it to yourself. You're hurting yourself. No one else is hurting you now but you, because you won't drop the anger. You won't stop judging.
It's true. I have to talk to her.
Yeah. And just know.
And I will.
And have no, don't expect her to apologize, to admit, or anything. You forgive her, and God will forgive you.
And I will talk to her.
And he will change your heart and give you perfect love. And you will have love.
I'm tired of just being miserable and feeling that pain.
Beautiful. You want to be tired. When you're tired of it, then you'll give up trying to change yourself. And one other thing, whatever you have done, no matter how bad it was, low life, whatever you've done, it was never you. It was because when you start hating your mother, became angry at your mother, you left home. You left God. You left and went out into the wilderness, which is the imagination, which are thoughts. And you've been living in the wilderness all your life, which is the thoughts, and you've not found your way back home to the Father. When you forgive and you stop believing thoughts, you'll be back home with the Father, and it will be amazing. You will be totally free. You will have no fear. You will have no loneliness. You will have no doubt. You will have no thoughts about tomorrow or the future. You will only live in the present with God. And you will see that you have never done anything wrong in your whole life. You cannot do wrong. You have never done wrong. It was always that something that made a home in your mind, in your thoughts, your imagination. And your thoughts are not your thoughts. They're not God's thoughts. They're evil, but you've been calling them you. They worked through you and made you do the things that you've done, and it was never you. And then they told you that it was you. Your thoughts told you that it was you, and then a human being would tell you that it's you because human beings are evil, and they love giving other people pain, and it feels like life to them, but it's death. You got to... If you want to be free from all this, Brendan, you got to, I recommend you do, are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I am. I've been doing it for 2 years now.
Okay, stay with that and practice being present right here, right now. stay in the light instead of going back into your imagination. And if you do go back into the imagination, just know, and you get that feeling that comes with it, relax. Don't call it you. Stay with it. Feel it. Let it happen, but don't call it you, and God will take that from you. He's trying to save you from the evil human nature that you have. Human beings are evil because their nature is evil, is of their father, the devil. But God will change your nature from Satan nature to his nature, which is perfect love. But you got to stop calling it you.
It's true. I'm going to stop. I start to see it now. So the devil is in my mind.
Right? Yes. The devil is in the mind. All of his little demons. And they'll call, the demons are called guilt. The demons are called me. The demons are called I did. The demons are called no love or love. The demons are called suicidal thoughts. The demons are called get married. The demons are called leave your husband or your wife. The demons are called transgender or homosexuals or lesbians or whatever. They're all lies. They're all demons. None of those things are you at all. The demons are called a murderer. The demons are called a rapist or child molesters. Those are demons. Those are not you. Or drug addict or alcoholic. They're not you.
So those things never, it was never me, and not, I have to stop living from my mind?
100%. 100%.
It makes sense.
And then when they do come, you get caught up in your head, because you will until you really see that you're not your thought. And you feel fear or you feel regret from the so-called past. Feel the pain. It's ego pain, right? Feel it, but do nothing about it. Don't run from it. Don't deny it, but just don't call it you. And the spirit of truth, the spirit of the light, will come and take it away. He's trying to save you from it, God. He's trying to take those things away from you, because those are spirits that made a home in you when you were traumatized by your mother and you became angry.
So I fight by stop fighting?
100%. You have to surrender to the truth. Surrender. I recommend, brother, that you surrender your body to God. Surrender all of your pains, all of your thoughts, all of your past, all of your future, everything to God. And he's trying to take that away from you. You can't change it yourself. You just have to see it. You see that you're having these thoughts. You see that you're scared. You see that you're worried. You see that you're jealous and envious and gossiping and miserable, and you love hurting others because you're miserable. You need to see it. And seeing it will take it away from you.
So it's enough to see it and just let it go and let God fight the battle for me?
100%.
Okay, I will do that. I'm ready to let it go now.
Romans 12:1-2 said, I beseech you, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So what that means, you got to sacrifice all those thoughts, the good ones or the bad ones, they're both evil, all of your pain in your body, but not in you, all of your worries, all your hell. You got to present that to God as a sacrifice, and he will destroy them for you and make you free. He loves you. God is, human beings judge you, but not God. God does not judge, because God knows that you have never done anything in your whole life. You have never sinned. The only sin that we have is unforgiveness of the heart. When you don't forgive, you're playing God. But other than that, you have never sinned. You're not guilty of sin. You have never done anything wrong. You cannot do wrong, even if you wanted to.
So all the guilt and the fear, the anger and the pain, it's all the fake me. And by letting it go and forgiving my mother, that's when I'll know the real me?
100%. When you go through hell, you will know you. And when you see the hell inside of you, and the hell is the pain that you have, the thoughts that you have, the past that you have, the thinking about the past or the future, when you worry, when you care, think about what others are thinking about you, or when you try to be like someone else, that's the hell. So when you can see that hell in you, it will disappear and heaven will appear. It will appear and you will have perfect peace on earth and the world cannot touch you.
I'm ready.
And by the way, when you're crying, you're lying.
When I'm trying, I'm lying?
No, when you're crying.
When I'm crying.
Yeah, when you were crying right now, you were lying.
I was lying.
Right.
I was lying.
And crying is a crime.
So even the crying was the fake me?
Yes.
Crying?
Yes.
About it?
Absolutely. It was fake. The real you was not crying. The fake you, the ego you, the false you were crying. It was never you. The real you have never cried. There's nothing to cry about. You're free. You have perfect love. You just don't know who the real you are, and you will know it if you go through this hell in order to get to heaven.
So I'm going to keep doing a silent prayer, and I will call, go see my mother to have the talk with her.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesse. I really appreciate it. It means a lot.
Yeah, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And let whatever happens to the ego, let that happen. Don't run from it. Don't cover it up. Watch it. See it. Feel the pain. Have the thoughts when they come. Watch those thoughts. Don't call them you. And you'll see. You will have a clear mind. God's thoughts are way above the thought you have. Your thought is on the lower level, which is evil, on the lower level. And God's thoughts are way above that. And they will come down and give you a clear mind.
Sounds good.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing. And from now on, I'll remember. When I'm crying, I'm lying.
Absolutely. Your mother have never had love to give you. Women do not have love. They only have hate. And you're never going to find love in another woman. Stop looking for that. And women don't have love. It's impossible. There's no such thing as a mother love. There's only a mother's hate. No such thing as a mother love. All right?
Yeah. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right?
I will.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Bye. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Bible Thumper Thursday. Let me go to Juan, a first-time caller out of North Carolina. Juan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
Yeah, me too. I mean, somehow. I just have a question about certain stuff that's been going on in my life. I've been watching your show and watching you for a long time now. And by doing that, I identified certain behaviors I had in the past that I was basically living like my mother.
Yeah.
Because I never have a father. My father, I know my father, but he was never in my life. He had problems with addictions, and that's his God. He's dedicated to that till this day.
When
and I'm
not,
35 right now.
You're not feeling the way you feel because you didn't have a father. You're feeling the way you feel because you are angry at your mother. You resent your mother. And so you have your mother's mindset and emotions. You became like a woman. Every man on earth, every man that comes through the mother, and all do, they have the mother's mindset. That's why they act and think like a woman. They treat others the way a woman would treat others. They don't pray for you. They don't wish you well. They want revenge because they're just like their mothers. If your mother had not been that way and you didn't have a father in the home, but your mother was not angry, let's say your mother has forgiven, she returned to the father, and she had a child. She had a son or a daughter. She would have had perfect love, and she would have only passed on love to you, and you would be fine. But because she had no love, she only passed on hate to you. That's what mothers do to boys and girls, to the sons and daughters.
Yeah, I understand that, and I know about these things, and for a couple years now, I've been trying to think, like, let that thing go and forgive my mother. But then today I was on my job, and we were taking some class. I work for a jail. I'm a detention officer. So, you know, it's a really stressful job. And we were taking some classes today. And I was thinking, like, I'm still living like my mother. Because as I remember when I was a child, my mother was always, always, like, in debt, always had financial issues, always late. And I was looking at myself like, I'm doing the same thing as my mother was doing when I was a child. I'm always, even when I try the hardest, I'm always late, always tired. And I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm tired of living like this.
Nice.
My children's, I don't want my children's to be the way I am right now. I want my children's to be real men. So because of that, I was the same thing. I was thinking, when I see my financial issues that I have, I don't blame nobody but myself about some financial decisions I took. I'm not a big spending guy. Two years ago, I purchased a house, and I shouldn't get it because I was not ready by the time, but I listened to my mother.
Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer.
Yeah, that's what happened to me right now. So I was thinking, like, this anger that I feel when I'm not angry at my wife, I'm not angry at my children, but I feel like some anger that's coming out of nowhere when I start thinking about my financial situation, how hard I work.
Hold on, buddy. Juan. Let me take a quick break. Don't hang up. Hold on. 888-775-3773. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. I'm going to move a little faster, folks, but we got to help the folks. We can't rush too much. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Amazing. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. A couple quick announcements. Number one, check out our merch. It's amazing merch. Amazing merch. Including Punchy's Coffee. Punchy's Coffee Roast. Available on jesseleepeterson.com/shop. jesseleepeterson.com/shop, including the merch and everything. Check it out. And for the overseas international people, our friends internationally around the world, you can now order our merch. Sorry, you can't get the coffee yet. They won't let us. Ain't like you can't think. Coffee overseas. Who you think you are, Donald Trump? I'm like, yeah. But you can get the merch by going to jesseleepeterson.shop. And we have a brand new episode of the Punchy TV up there. Punchy TV, which airs every Monday at 2 p.m. Punchy TV. Watch this.
What does it take to be a good man? Deep question. Deep.
First off, God-fearing, financially literate. Nice. If you don't have those things, your girl's gone.
Cooked.
Yeah, you popping out girls.
A man is like love, right? So he's like pure love. It's not soft. It's dynamic in the moment and totally sees what's going on.
Yeah. Do we know right and wrong and good and evil, and does it exist?
I'm going to ask a question with a question. What is the job of the Holy Spirit?
To reveal the truth.
The job of the Holy Spirit is to bring scripture to your remembrance.
No. The job of the Holy Spirit is to bring truth to your remembrance.
Right. And what is truth?
What?
The Bible.
You tell him there. You tell him, Joya. Fighting over the word. Fight, fight, fight. PunchyTV.com on YouTube and PunchyTV.com. No. PunchyTV. Punchy.TV, not .com. Punchy.TV. All right? And last thing for now is we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. And yes, I know a lot of you have been trying to get in and it's just booked up for months. But be patient. If someone should reschedule or cancel, we will let you know. All right, so family individual counseling by phone, Skype, and walk-in. I don't know what's going to happen with Skype come May. What the? But for now, Skype exists too. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And folks, make sure you donate to the nonprofit Bond and what we're doing here. All right. Without me having to ask, will you been helped? Naturally, it would say, you know, it'll take money to get things done. To pay the bills, to pay the employees, to pay the lights and the gas and everything. So I'm going to give back. Jesse shouldn't have to remind me or ask me all the time, what the? All right. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-2663. Or you can mail it to the P.O. Box. P.O. Box, make it out to Bond, your money or a check. Bond and mail it to P.O. Box 35090. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's up on our website at rebuildingtheman.com. All right. I want to go quickly back to Juan. And Juan is having a problem with anger, and he needs to forgive. He realized he got to forgive his mother and everything. Juan, thankful holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jesse, as I was saying, is I've been dealing with that. When I'm alone, because I usually don't talk to my wife about the financial issues we had, I let her know. But, you know, the problems, I take it to myself and pray about it and find out what to do. We're going to stop with certain problems that we have. And I'm the head of my wife. I'm the head of the household.
Does she obey you?
Yes, she does.
Nice.
She does.
Okay.
Yeah, she does. The problem is me. I've been, when I'm alone thinking and praying, I feel like this anger in me that basically I could even listen to it, just like, let me come out. Let me come outside and we're going to solve all your problems one way or another, either be the good way or the bad way. So that problem right there, I've been dealing with it for a long time. Today, I figured it out once again. I'm living like my mother was basically living her life, because at my age, I remember my mother having when she was pretty young. So she never was like fully developed to even have children at that age that she had me. She was 15 years old. So she could have helped herself.
Right, absolutely.
But in my heart, it's like sometimes I feel this anger and I don't know where it is coming from. Sometimes I think it's coming, I just being angry to myself. Because there's certain stuff in life that I've been wanting to do in my whole life, career-wise. And for some reason, it's like a wall in front of me that I can never beat down that wall. And I don't know why. I have God give me some gift for me to work things out and take care of my family. And I don't know why I can never do my what I wanted to do. The same way I've been dealing with feeling so sad sometimes that I've been sometimes like I want to disappear. And it's like so deep, the sadness is so deep that I can't do this no more. I feel like I don't want to live like this no more.
And your question for me is what?
My question for you is, how do I get this off me? How do I deal with this situation? Because I've been trying a lot of things in my life. Not the crazy stuff that people do. I don't smoke. I don't drink and none of that.
How old are you now?
I am 35 right now.
Oh, okay. So you're at a perfect place in life right now. And that place is that you're tired of living the way you're living, being the way you are. When you're tired, you're ready to overcome. So, number one, I want to let you know, though, in advance, there's no such thing as problems. You do not have a problem. There's no such thing as problem. That's just another mind-thinking lie. The thoughts are telling you that you have problems, and you believe it. There's no such thing as a problem. But what you got to do, you got to go and forgive your mother. Have you heard me say that before?
Yeah. I knew when I see you the first time, like 2-3 years ago, I knew that I have to forgive my mother.
And have you done that?
I haven't told her at all.
So how would God forgive you and make you free if you don't forgive her?
I feel so shy to tell her, Mom, I forgive you because you couldn't help yourself. And then you create me in your image, and now I'm living your life and not the life that I want to live.
Absolutely. But why, how will you be free if you don't forgive? How will you be forgiven and be free if you don't do that?
Because I don't want her to feel like a bad way about what I'm saying.
Because
I know she will not understand what I'm saying.
Why does that matter to you? That's her life. If she doesn't understand, or she doesn't admit it, or she cry, or she feel bad, that's her. It has nothing to do with you. You're trying to come out of the hell that she put you in. Why don't you just leave her in her hell, but forgive her, knowing that she can't help herself? Her mother did to her what she's done to you. And your wife gonna do to your children, because you're married to your mama, your wife is gonna do to your children what your mother have done to you if you don't wake up so you can protect your children from your wife.
Yeah, in that aspect, I detached myself from my mom. Like,
no, you haven't.
She tried at the beginning of our marriage. I've been married for like 15 years.
Oh, so you've detached your mother from your, you don't let your mother come around your family, right?
No. I mean, she's coming around my family, but she don't have no opinion and no saying on what I do in my house.
Nice.
Yeah, she don't, because at the beginning, she did try very hard to like put us apart because she didn't like my wife. You know, my mom had businesses before. And she dealt with money. She had money. I never had money like that. But then she was looking at my wife like, she's not in your level. So get somebody else. And I said, Mom, that's not how it works. That she's what I want. So
thank you.
You don't have no say in what I want. And because of that, when I had my first child, she didn't even talk to me for 2 years. I didn't call her. I didn't look for her. So somehow I get used to not even call my mother.
Nice.
To even check on her. And right now, sometimes my wife be like, why you don't even call on your mother? You don't have to call her every day. Just make sure she's okay. Because my wife been telling you have to forgive her. You have to forgive her. And I said, yes, but I don't have to forgive her, but that don't mean I have to allow her to do her things that she wants to do.
That's right.
Or
but let me tell you this.
Opinions.
Let me tell you this because of time. Cause there's so many people want to get in. I got super chats and other things. You gotta, if you want to be free of all the delusions and the illusions you're having, because angry people are insane people. They're vicious, nasty, evil, insane people. And so if you want to be free and have a clear mind, you got to go and face your mother and forgive her for what she's done to you. She could not help her. As I said before, she has no love. There's no such thing as a mother's love. No mother. I don't care. Black, white, Mexican, Asian, Japanese, Chinese, whatever. They don't have love. They only have hate. They cannot help it. You got to forgive your mother so that God can forgive you, and then he's going to bring you out of the illusion of your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And when he bring you out of them, or as he's bringing you out of them, your finance situation will be made better for you. Everything will change. You will see how to make finance. You will see that there's no such thing as problems. You will be free, but it's not going to happen until you forgive your mother so God can bring you back to him, back home to the Father. And life is about returning to the Father. So you got to forgive your mother if you want to be free.
Yeah, I do want to be free from this sadness and anger.
Well, you got to face her and forgive her, because men and women become like their mothers. They take on the identity of the person that they're angry at. Anger is hatred, and hatred separates you from God.
But what about my father? I never wanted to be like his lifestyle, but I see like I never took his decisions in life. He was never right there.
Forgive him too. He's been destroyed by his mother, and he too is yearning for his father. And he didn't know how to handle your mother. Men do not know how to handle women because they hate their mothers. And so they're on the same level as a woman. That's why men are vicious, nasty, gossip, revengeful, jealous, because they have the spirit of the woman. They get angry like a woman, because a man, once he overcome that, he like leads you in the right way to go. He doesn't judge. He point the right way from you, just for you, just as Christ did. But angry men can't do that because they are in hell just like the woman. They feel and think like a female. All men are like that until they forgive. You got to forgive your mother, and God will forgive you. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself. And I'm wrong for hating you, because I become like you. I became like what I hate. And God will forgive you. Are you doing the silent prayer, Warren?
I do the silent prayer.
Every morning, every night?
Every time that I have a minute to do it.
Every morning, every night?
Every morning.
Every morning, every night?
Not every night. Because I work in the nighttime.
Right.
And the jail is always a question.
Yeah, well, what you do then? Don't
have a lot of questions.
Because of time, you practice being present. At night, you take a minute or two and do it. In the morning time, do it. But during the day, when you take a break from work, from your job, become aware of your body. I want you, you got to forgive your mother, though, so the light can come on. And then you practice staying with the light, staying in the present, rather than in your head thinking about the past or the future, which doesn't exist. That's where Satan dwells, right? And so practice staying present. And I promise you, Warren, your life will be amazing. You will have paradise right here on earth.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you.
Yeah, but you got to forgive, man, so you can forget.
Yeah. I have to. I'm going to do it.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
Yep. Thank you so much. I will call to let you know how it goes.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Let me go to Rose, a first-time caller out of Florida. Rose, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Hey, Rose.
Hello. Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you. Hello.
Okay. Sorry. Give me 1 second.
Rose.
Hello.
I can hear you, Rose. Hello. Rose, I hear you. I'm playing.
Can you hear me now?
I heard you from the beginning.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm curious. It's honestly as simple as literally letting go of anger, right?
Yes.
It's not like you have to like go through all this process. Because I think for me, it's more of like this competition thing with other people, and especially women in life.
Yeah.
And I think that where mine comes from, I'm not angry with my mom. So and maybe she bred it in me, but it caused me to be angry with other people, you know?
Well, you cannot be angry at other people unless you're angry at your mother, because it did start with her. And when you say she bred it in you, she did, because she's evil. She had no love to give you.
Yeah. No, I'm aware of that. I just don't want to be like that. So I have to, like, because I swear I forgave her before.
Have you told her that?
Yes.
You told your mother you forgive her for what she's done to you?
Yes, absolutely.
And have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from her?
Yes.
And so your question for me is what?
I guess I just wanted to, like, see it's as simple as letting go. Because for me, when I got married, I became more angry with other women being better or smarter or better looking. And I think, I know. And I think that just, I hung on to it to like have a victim mentality, and I don't like it.
And so are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
No, but I can start.
And why haven't you already started it?
I don't know. I just felt like it's more so something I have to do versus, like, talk about. You know what I mean? I just feel like it's something, I don't know. I guess I didn't really fully believe that would do it for me, you know?
But there's nothing you can do to change your nature. It's a spiritual thing. You can't change yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to, now that you've gone and forgiven, you need to, I recommend you do the silent prayer so God can bring you out of the imagination, out of the thought, which is the dark world that makes you jealous of the women, makes you think that they're better, makes you think that they're more beautiful and all that. It's not true. It says that you're living in the thoughts and you think it's true. It's not true.
Right. No, and yeah, I mean, I definitely will try it. You know, I will.
Don't try it, Rose. You got to do it.
Okay. Okay, I will. I will do it. And it's honestly as simple as to stop being angry.
Yeah, you got to, because anger is separating you from the real you.
Yeah.
You can never be yourself as long as you have anger. You're going to always be a false self.
And I think what's hard for me is I was not angry before in life. Like, I was. I mean, I did go through seasons of it, but I chose, like, a season of, like, I remember saying to myself, like, the only thing I hate is hate, you know?
Stay close to your phone. Stay close to your phone.
Okay.
You said the only thing you chosen to be.
Yeah, I remember, like, truly believing and saying to myself, the only thing I hate is hate, you know? And so to become what I hated, that sucks.
What? No.
Yeah, exactly. But so it's like, it's just, it's not hard. And I think I've created something that's just not, like you said, it's not real.
Right.
But it's that victim mentality too.
Well, it's only because you're living in the darkness and you cannot see. Everyone that has anger is separated from truth. They're separated from love. They're separated from God. You cannot be one with God and one with anger. Anger is evil. Anger is the nature of the devil. And anger does not love good. So you got to forgive and you got to see out of those thoughts. They're lying to you. And they will be taken away from you.
No, that's good. I appreciate that. We do. And I've heard you say it before, but I just, you know, just kind of hearing and knowing, like, it's that simple. You know what I mean? It's not No, that's good. Well, I appreciate it. And, I'll keep listening, and I'll do the silent prayer.
Let me know how it goes, Rose.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
All right.
I got to take a break. One more hour to go. We're going to move call a little bit faster. You see how it's been today, right? Human want help. Back in a moment. Hate news.
Thanks to God.
It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal. Young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
The IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, has illegal alien data. Cough it up. Let us know so we can expedite the deportations of the illegals. And shout out to the illegals. And there's this Alzheimer's drug that they're saying if you take it for 8 years, it'll slow down the effects of the Alzheimer's on your brain if you have Alzheimer's or before you get Alzheimer's. What a mess, huh? And it's spring. Spring has sprung. They're over down in Mexico. They're turning bullfighting all girly and safer. They're saying no. The matadors can't have swords, and also we're going to cover up their horns so that they can't hurt you as bad. And Tesla is getting discriminated against up in Vancouver. Is that Canada? At a Vancouver show because of the terrorism and the anti-Tesla propaganda because based Elon Musk is trying to help save America. It's horrible. Bruce Willis turns 70 this week. 70 years old, the tender age. He has that brain disease problem. It's really messed him up, but supposedly, according to his daughter, he's doing better. Will Smith has a new album out coming out after 20 years. He hasn't released an album in 20 years, whatever. And the VA, Veterans Affairs, they're not paying the supposed defendants of this person who committed suicide, this man who committed suicide after 40 years after he was brought into Vietnam. 40 years, pretty long. I don't know how young, how dependent his dependents are, but well, it's a big mess. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Bible Thumper Thursday, March 20th, A.D., 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls, okay? You can call in every so often, all right? Just in case a line opens up or as you hear Jesse wrapping up with a caller. Or right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And by the way, Women's Forum tonight, ladies. Third Thursday of the month, March 20th, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events if you need more info. The Pentagon is considering making significant cuts to the top of the U.S. military, according to a briefing. Interesting. The plans under consideration include consolidating combatant commands, possibly eliminating a directorate that oversees development, training, and education for the joint force. That's kind of good. And halting the expansion of U.S. forces in Japan. Those don't sound like such bad ideas. May as well be more efficient with our defense, so-called defense or war spending. Gaza. The Israeli military launched a ground offensive in the Gaza Strip today, or yesterday, Wednesday, in an effort to expand the security zone and create a partial buffer between northern and southern Gaza. The move comes just one day after Israel broke that two-month-old ceasefire with Hamas by conducting airstrikes in Gaza and killing at least 400 people. According to Gaza's health ministry, Hamas described the latest offensive as a new and dangerous breach and said they remain committed to the ceasefire deal signed in January. They're still crying uncle or playing to the liberal media who want to act like they're such victims. Additional Israeli airstrikes overnight claimed at least 40 more lives, the European hospital said. Rest in peace. The IRS and the Department of Homeland Security are engaged in discussions about sharing highly confidential taxpayer data to help authorities ramp up deportations. Currently, illegal aliens, they call them undocumented immigrants, but these are documents, right? How are they undocumented? Illegal aliens can register with the IRS and pay taxes. And the agency is required to keep their private information confidential, except in very specific circumstances specified in the tax code. Two illegal alien rights groups, they call them immigrant rights groups, are complaining. They're trying to block it. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three.
had to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week. Are you a lawbreaker? Why do you have to be a heartbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? Amazing biblical question. It is for those who want to overcome, know thyself. You got to look within and know yourself, and you shall be made free. Really, all your misery will disappear. If you're out and about, running around, whatever you may be doing, you may be mad at Trump and Elon for making America great again, for deportating the deportation of the illegal aliens back to their country. You mad because you don't care that they break the law. You don't care that the citizens of America being hurt or not. They broke the law, whether they committed another kind of crime. It's a crime to come into a country illegally. That's the crime. But you don't care because you mad. Or you are a la Uapa person on campuses causing hell in our country. Like we're a part of your mess. Whatever you're doing. Or you're a mother who don't love your children at all, so you take them to school, you're taking them to the daycare center, or you're making a husband stay home and be a mama, be the wife. And he too beta, to stop it. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what. You could be listening. You could podcast the shows, or you could be listening. Or you are an ex-congressman who married a Mexican woman, and you're white, and you married a Mexican woman, and y'all had 9 children or however many, and she made you stay home and be a mama to the children. She made you quit being a congressman and stay home and be a mother to the children. And she stayed on, while she went on Fox News and get all her ego glorification because she didn't love the children. And you became the mama. And now you want to be a back in government with Trump. Whatever you may be. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast. But you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605. That's 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, we're going to get to those in a minute here. Go to Buy Me a Coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JOP Talk or Bond JOP Cash App. Buy me on coffee.com/JOP Talk or Bond JOP Cash App. It's Thursday. Oh, Lord, it's the third hour and Thursday. It is. Let it be known. Let it be written. Let it be said. It is Bible Bumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of 2 pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
Like, it's going to be perfect.
The Pope is like, if you don't.
They call him the Holy Father.
Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? Why?
Why, George?
Why George, God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. The Pope is like, stop. I wonder if he thought of the B word. Stop. Don't touch me. What the? Listen, I got to do super chats right now. Then I get back to the calls. All right? But we haven't done any super chat. I love the super chatter. What the?
Super chat.
Super chat.
Nice. Jim in Alaska over on punchy.tv/JLP. Biblical questions.
Are you a lawbreaker?
Living among the world, I don't identify as a lawbreaker. But I do break the law. I drive fast, and that's about it. Since listening to you the past year spiritually, I work every day not to break the laws of the Ten Commandments.
Amazing. This is Jim, you say?
Jim in Alaska.
Thank you, Jim. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you. Amazing.
Ron K. bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com.
buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
I weed-eated 9.4 miles at work yesterday, meaning the day before.
What's a weed eater?
A weed eater is kind of like it's the same thing as a weed whacker. Weed whacker, those like, things that buzz.
Right.
It's like a stick and it has a little string at the back on the bottom. And
so he was doing that on a garden? I mean, on a yard or something?
9.4 mile yard.
That's a long way. Mm-hmm. What are you doing, the president yard? You must be at the White House.
Indeed.
Thank you, though. That's amazing.
Probably like 3-5 hours. Who knows? Tom bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. It's been about a year and a half since I have forgiven. In the beginning, things were going great. Then slowly over time, it seems at times like the old me is back. I know inside it's not the real me. It's concerning, though, because I guess I thought he was gone. Does this make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Number one, never think he is gone, because thinking is who he is. You want a no-thinking life. Just go back to the silent prayer, practice being present, and you're back on track. That's all you need to do. And don't believe the lie that you're not, because it will try to make you think you're not. Don't believe it, and just stay present, all right? I wish you well. Thank you.
And he says thanks.
Right on.
Calvin in Ohio, I didn't forget about you. Caught a bad cold, so I didn't call. But I'll be fine soon, he says.
I wish you well, Calvin. Amazing.
Someone, after forgiving my grandmother, God made me conscious. It felt so amazing, peaceful. But I took it for granted, didn't do the silent prayer. After 6 months, I went unconscious again. Finally, I started to do the silent prayer 2 times a day to get back the consciousness and peace. I forgave everybody in the house. It's been 1 year, still no result. I don't understand.
I thought you just read that one.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you did?
Nope.
Less than someone else?
Yep.
Don't understand, and what else?
That's it.
You don't need to understand. Come back to the present. Just come back. Stop believing the thought. Watch them, but don't communicate with them. And come back to present. Stay in the light. Stay in the light. God is not willing that anyone should perish. God is not willing that anyone should perish. But he wants every man to be free. Hallelujah. He wants you to be free, not perish. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I wish you well. Thank you.
And don't be judging how you're feeling.
Right. Your feelings are not real, no matter what. So just watch them, but don't call them you. You are not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your feelings. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron, hey, Jesse, why are you always getting black women's names wrong? Triple question mark. You call Beyonce Beyonce, Jasmine Crockett, Jasmine Cricket. Kamala Harris is Camilla. Michelle Obama is Big Mama. Maxine Waters, the Wicked Witch of the West with the low IQ. Jesse, where's your love for the sisters? LOL.
I love the sisters. Matter of fact, so much starting tomorrow. Let it be known. Let it be said. Let it be written. Tomorrow is the beginning of Black Friday. We're going to take all the black callers first. We'll take all calls and deal with all issues. But tomorrow is the beginning of Black Friday. No, no more get it off your chest Friday. It is Black Friday. So don't be trying to get me to start Jewish Friday. Jewish Saturday. We don't have any more Monday through Friday days to give away.
Friday, Saturday, we rest for the with the Jews.
Right. So we don't have, if they want me to do Jewish Day, I guess it will have to be on a Wednesday. And then but 2 days in that on a Wednesday because the third hour of the show is manhood hour.
Yeah.
But we don't have anything in the first 2 hours.
Right. So Jews win for Wednesday for the first 2 hours.
But for now, starting tomorrow, Black Friday.
Exciting.
We're taking all black calls first. But we'll take all calls. But Black Friday is for black people. We love the blacks. Thank you.
Old joke for you says, stop the cap with a coffee. Crazy white man, why'd you kill everybody in the house? I'm 7 different people. Crazy black man, why'd you kill everybody in the house? I'm 7 different people. And the judge says to the white man, 7 different people. That is an unusual case. But to the black man, he says, oh, really? Well, pick whichever one because you're gonna be because somebody going to jail today.
Who said that? Who wrote that?
Stop the cab.
That's amazing. Thank you. That's funny.
Someone bought a coffee. Pardon me if I butchered it a little bit. I was trying to read it fast. It didn't look pithy. Someone bought a coffee. Hello, team. This may be an overthinking question. Does it matter who does your taxes in tax season, male or female? Someone who is reputable, says someone.
That is an overthinking person. You want someone that knows how to do taxes. What? No. Amazing. Thank you.
Just a random guy. I follow the laws now. I guess this is a biblical question response.
Are you a lawbreaker?
But back when I thought wickedness was good, I did not follow the laws. I had anger and everything that followed. But thanks to the good Lord, he is showing me human nature every moment. God bless.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Lin Yen Chin on YouTube. Jesse, this is my new black and slow question. Is it more dangerous to tell a lesbian your problems or to tell a guy who was raised by a single mother of black lies, mother madder than the Pope? So a man who had a single mother or a lesbian?
It's the same.
Your
What's
problems?
The difference?
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin.
What's the difference? Thank you, buddy. Amazing.
Bond JLP on Cash App. That's Anthony gave one. Ba 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 Bible Thumper Thursday.
Bible Thumper Thursday. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. Lin Yen Chin, another one. A human being. You asked what a human being is.
Oh, yeah, what is a human being?
Is a nostril breather that doesn't abuse syntax, doesn't double up suffix instead of using real words. A human being masters phrasing instead of using fake terms like narcissistic, says Lin Yen Chin.
That's what a human being is?
According to him.
What?
If you breathe through your mouth, you're not human.
Oh, my God.
Terrible, huh?
What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Keep Lin Yen Chin away from power. It'll oppress us all.
I'm telling you.
Cactus Eden.
Thank you.
Gave a diamond. Round does not equal spherical, Joel. Flat circles are round on DLive.
Amazing. A flat earther.
He also asks with a diamond.
Is he a flat earther?
Cactus Eater Bear?
Yeah.
It sounds like it because he asks, what shape is flat earth? Round. I rest my case.
So he's a round earther.
Well, round circle, flat earth.
Oh, I see. I'm not. Are you a flat earther, Cracker Eater Bear? Or are you a, what? Who is it?
Cactus Eater Bear.
Oh, cactus eat a bear?
Cactus.
Cactus eat a bear. Are you a flat earther or a round earther? What do you believe? Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
It sounds like it's a flat earther. Lin Yan Chen says, when she's crying in the body of her son, she lying.
Thank you. Amazing.
That was inspired by that caller.
Right.
Someone bought four coffees. I'm finding the hardest identities to shed to be the ones quietest within me. Does it make sense or just another lying thought?
Repeat that.
Finding the hardest identities to shed to be the ones which are quietest within me. Does this make sense or just another lying thought?
Repeat that.
I'm finding the hardest identities to shed to be the ones that are quietest within me.
What is out of quietness in it? Do you understand the question or the statement?
I sort of feel like I do. I feel like. I got scolded for saying I feel like.
I feel like going on. You know what? It's not clear if you're either making a statement or asking a question. You can either call me and make it clear, 888-77-JESSE, or you can send a super chat and make it clear. It's not clear what you're saying. All right? Thank you.
Someone, three coffees. Jesse and crew, thank you. Your work deserves more coffees than there are on this side of heaven.
Well, thank you, and thank you for helping us to help others without me even asking. Thank you.
Cesar, hey, Jesse. Sup, with three coffees, by the way. Thank Sup, Haken, everybody. Jesse, can you explain what's the difference between a mother's love and a father's love?
A mother don't have love, and a father's love is a dispassionate love. It's not made of hate. It doesn't require anything of you or from you. So it's a father's love is a dispassionate love. A mother love is a passionate love, which is hatred. Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yan Chin says, truth is truth. The Bible is a woman class interpretation of truth. It's just drama, hype. Derek, you my little sister now. You're not a man, but an intellectual, a.k.a. regurgitation machine.
Ooh. Fight, fight, fight. Thank you.
Anthony, I fought the law and the law won. Rock on.
I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. Oh, mate, I got to stop there now.
Okay, we'll read the rest later, guys.
Remember,
thank you.
Thank you all. Remember I said that if I were God, one of the requirements for you to get into heaven is that you would have had to gone to Israel before you die. You must have visited Israel. I love Israel before you die. And so I said that, and I mean it. And but I'm not God, so that's not the requirement as of right now. But I have my producer gave me a preview of what Israel is like. If you were to go to Israel, what you would experience, and it would be amazing. I'm telling you, when I went to Israel, I'm like, because I grew up loving Israel, I was taught, and thank God, that the Jews and Christians are one. If it wasn't for Judaism, there would be no Christianity, and that we were brought in by Christ. And I'm so grateful. And so I've always wanted to go to Israel, and I got a chance to go. And we went back and took a second trip, a bunch of people. It was fun. Here is footage of five places where Jesus walked in Israel and Jerusalem. Watch this from TikTok.
So it says here, Jesus walked. Says Capernaum. Hopefully I've pronounced these right. This is Capernaum. Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where Jesus was crucified and buried. the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus walked and calmed the storm. Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed before his crucifixion. And this is the Mount of Beatitudes, where Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount.
Amazing. As I'm watching it now, I can feel it in my soul. Really. It's like I went to those places. It is like I feel it in my soul right now, even as I speak. Nothing but love. And that is in the Bible. It's in the Word. We're going to play it again for you tomorrow. And but what do you think about that? While you're hating, you're missing out on life. You really are. And you don't know it because you have hate. You're in the connection to the darkness. And we took a bond trip back there, and people requested another bond trip during Friday, like, bond trip back to Israel. It was amazing. And it was one of the safest places on the planet because they are at war all the time with their enemies. And so people walk around, the military people walk around heavily armed all over the place. So you are protected. Do we have to get shots? Any vaccines required? No. At least when we went, we didn't have that. I don't know if things changed. But no. No hate. Oh, have mercy. I want to know, a friend of Bond sent me this song last night. What's his name, Jay? His first name?
Jonas.
Jonas in the Bible. Is there a Jonas in the Bible? In the Word? Is there a Jonas in the Bible? How come I know Jonas and it sounds
spirit? Was he in that whale?
Yeah, something like that.
It's another form of the name Jonah, who was swallowed by the big fish.
Oh, okay.
I knew it was in the Word.
I know a little bit of the Word.
But Jonas sent this amazing song. But I won't want to say amazing yet. I want to hear what you think about it. Not Jonas. What did you say it is, Joe?
He's saying Jonah was the guy who went into the fish.
Oh, Joe said Jonas and not Jonah. Jonas, not Jonah.
But Jonas is the singer.
Jonah, not Jonas, whatever. I want to know what you think about this song. It's just a little take, the whole song. I heard, and so I wanted to play it. And what'd you think? Watch this. Yeah.
You think emotions equal love? Here that's a lie. Real love and control that makes you wanna die. God's waiting patient for you to see clear. The kingdom inside has always been here. Burn down illusions you've been fed since birth. Kill false attachments that live in your head. Step into freedom, let the truth sink in. Say goodbye to mama, find the kingdom within.
What do you think, Nick?
Jump in. Sounded classic almost. It had a classic sound to it. It was good.
Nice.
Like someone really thought about this and wrote it.
Yeah.
Was it just put together?
What do you think, Anchorman?
What did I think?
I mean, not Anchorman, but Hake.
That was called Guilty Mama's Ballad, by the way.
Guilty Mama's Ballad. Nice.
Yeah.
You like?
Yeah, I like the lyrics. And he did a pretty good job on the music. It was pretty cool. I heard it earlier, and I'm like, oh, that's cute. But he made it pretty epic, actually.
Yeah.
If you could hear the whole thing.
Yeah, I wish you could hear the whole thing. And we will one day just play the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'll play the whole thing. It just lasts a little longer for the show, but it's fine. We're going to play play the whole thing.
And you're going to like it.
And you're going to love it. And you'll stand. What did you think Joel Friday? He's the rapper, Joel Friday. He's rapped better than Joel. Joel said he raps better than Joel.
He raps and sings.
I rest my case. Thank you, Joel. What did you think, Derek? Derek said, oh, nice. Somebody's jealous. It's nice. Hi, your little song.
I heard on Punchy TV, the recent episode, that Derek is also a producer or something.
What?
A music producer.
Who?
Derek. Well, I didn't mean to laugh.
So what, Derek? He's like, yes, so he has taste. He's talking to him in my ear. So why? You must be jealous. You laughing at him.
Yeah. Everybody's a producer.
Everybody, mama is a producer. Except baby Jessica's daddy.
You'd be surprised the talent people have, though.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I will?
Yeah, well, you may be sometimes. I heard one guy on your other producer on Anchor Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
You made music?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Nice. I think I heard that before. He's from the Father State?
Yep.
Daniel, the Prince of the Father State. Lord, Derek is saying, I play a song I made one day. Everybody's a music maker now, except baby Jesse's dad. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Josh, hey, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, morning.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir, biblical question.
Are you a lawbreaker?
No.
And why do you say no?
I'm not in control of the things I do, so I don't. It looks like I break the law, like the spiritual laws and the spiritual laws, but I don't take credit for that because I'm not in control of what I do.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Josh. I put my little two cents on Sunday. Thank you.
All right. No problem, man.
Josh, what do you think about starting tomorrow? It's going to be Black Friday.
Yeah, that sounds like I'm black, so I guess I need to just call on Fridays only from now on.
No. You're not a Bible thumper. You call on Thursdays. You call other days.
Yeah, I kind of am, but I used to be educated, so that's kind of the same as being a Bible thumper. You intellectualize stuff.
But you went to a black college. You're not really educated if you went to a black school.
Oh, really?
No.
It doesn't count?
Uh-uh.
All right. Yeah.
My producer went to a college, but it was black and law. Have mercy.
Yeah. Me and Derek, we've black from the South. We just alike. I understand exactly what he'd be talking about a lot of times.
Joel said you went to a DEI college.
Yeah, basically. I never even used it. Never even used my DEI degree before.
What a mess. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it, buddy.
No problem. Thank you, man.
All right. Amazing. All right. Let me go to Daryl out of Texas. Daryl, welcome to the show. You're on the air. I mean, Darrell, not Daryl. Darrell.
Yeah, all good, man. How you doing?
All is well.
Hey, so if I had a question, just let me know if you get where I'm coming from. So,
okay.
So Jesus is our brother, right?
Yes.
And God is our father.
Yes.
So I was thinking about this as far as like...
Hold that thought, Darrell. Let me take a quick break, all right? Don't hang up. Hold on. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. I'll be right back in a moment. Moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, women's forum tonight at 7 p.m. Ladies, come on down. The ladies are on fire. Don't stop. Stay with it, ladies. Stay with it. Stay with it. You are 100% responsible for you. Psychologically, spiritually, and emotionally. So don't give up. At 7 p.m., ladies only. And then at 9, right now, right after my show, the HakeReport.com. From 9 to 11, the Hake, HakeReport.com. And at 11, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. And at 12, the American Anchor Baby. On Rumble, for now, on Rumble. The American Anchor Baby. And he is on fire as well. So check it all out. And busy day today, all right? Let me go back to Darrell out of Texas. Darrell was talking about Jesus being our brother. Go ahead, Darrell.
All right. So yeah, Jesus is our brother. God is our father. And it got me thinking about the current state of, you know, the issues we have in the world and in the country, mainly of the fatherlessness and how these kids are growing up without their father, but a lot of them do have, like, older brothers and siblings. And
are you, like, are you on a speakerphone or something, Darrell?
Yeah, I could.
Hold on.
Better?
Oh, yeah. Now, don't ever be on a speaker or Bluetooth or anything like that, all right?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so it got me thinking about how these kids are growing up without their fathers, but they do have, like, older brothers and, you know, these other male figures that can stand in for them. And it got me thinking about how that's Jesus' role for us. He's the representation of our father. And that's how I kind of understand that is the issue that we're having, is this, you know, the broken families. And that's why we're having so many issues in the country, is because it's a lack of God and a lack of fathers. But at the same time, the males that are around aren't even stepping into that role. So there's absolutely no godly representation from the fathers or even the older brothers or uncles. Do you get what I'm saying?
100%. Because, as I said earlier, the men are the light of the world, salt of the earth. But because they have not overcome their mothers, they are the darkness of the world. The light is out. The salt has no flavor because men have not overcome their mothers. So they think and act just like a woman. They gossip like a woman. They have revenge like a woman. They make the woman their god. They are lonely. They look for love. They are nasty, jealous. They're just like a woman. And so they cannot point the other brothers and sisters back to the father because they're not one with the father. They're just like a female. They're angry And so you're right. That's a very good point you're making, man.
Yeah, I've noticed that because as I've, you know, come around and come to find Christ, I've been moving in a different way. I got married, moved to Texas from Chicago. And I noticed that my younger brothers, I didn't notice before how much they were paying attention, but now I really see because they like legitimately trying to follow in my footsteps because they see that what I'm doing is working. And I've realized that I'm playing that role.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not calling myself Jesus, but I'm playing that role as to point them back to the Father. Like my one of my little brothers is he's been with his girlfriend for a while, and he just told me that he's gonna propose to his girlfriend because I told him like, yeah, man, you know, y'all staying together, you know, y'all have sex. If this the one, you need to go ahead and get married. It's better to just plant your foundation right here if you think she's the one versus trying to run around to be a whoremonger or whatever. I don't know if I can say that on
Yeah, you can say whoremonger. If I can say bitch, you can say whoremonger.
Right. Right, yeah. So I noticed that I've been more of an example for them, and that's what gave me the idea is that Jesus was supposed to be that for us. Because Jesus is that for us.
Jesus was
the representation of the Father.
He was the light, and the Father was in him. The Father sent the Son, the brother, to tell us to come back home to the Father. And you are being that light to your family. Now, all may not accept the light, but you are being the light to your family. And that's what we as men were created to do. But as I said, most because the men have not overcome the spirit of the mother, they have not been born of the spirit of the Father, they have not returned, they are no different than the woman.
Right.
Amazing point, Darrell.
Yeah, thanks. And one last thing, I promise I'm going to let you go. My wife asked me this question, and I was stumped by it. She was like, oh, you're supposed to be my head, right? You're supposed to lead me. She asked, would Jesus call a woman a bitch?
Would Jesus call her a bitch?
Would Jesus call a woman a bitch? And I couldn't answer it.
And so your question for me.
What do you think?
Yes. He called her a doll. He called the Samaritan woman a doll. So, yeah. And a bitch is an angry female dog.
Wow. I must have missed that. I'm rereading the New Testament, but I did not even know that.
Yeah, he called a Samaritan woman a dog.
I was going to say, yeah, but I really didn't want to mislead her. I genuinely didn't know.
Yeah, it's best to say you don't know when you don't know. You're right about that.
Yeah, and I told her that, but she was really pressing me. I'm like, look, I'll look for some answers when I come back with you.
Yeah, and you're going to see that once he called her a dog, he healed her.
Right. It's not really condemning. It's just like, this is what you are right now.
Absolutely.
What you're doing.
That's what you're acting really like, an angry female dog.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. That's an amazing question. So tell your wife, yes, he would call her a bitch.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Amazing. You stay with it, Darrell. Stay with it.
All right. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Okay. Amazing. Let me go to Harry out of Massachusetts. Let's see here. Harry, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Harry.
I got a relationship question for you.
Okay.
So my sister has been dating a new guy. He's a great guy. You know, he's a God-fearing man. But, you know, there's one problem, and I think you know what it is.
What?
He's a beta male.
So how is he a God-fearing man if he's a beta male?
His job, Jesse, his job.
But how is he a God-fearing man if he a beta male? You can't be both.
He attends church. I give him that. He attends church.
But mama
but
boy.
But his job, Jesse, his job is just what I can't get behind. That's why he's a beta male.
And so your question is what?
My question is, I don't know whether or not if I should give a green light to the relationship or if I should intervene in some way and maybe try to help him.
And your question for me is what?
Path.
Your question is what?
Is whether or not I should just back off and let things be things or if I should intervene and maybe help him get a new job.
No, you should. It's not your business. It has nothing to do with you. You should work on you and leave them in their hell until they're ready to come out.
All right.
Yeah.
Leave them to them?
I'm sorry?
I should leave them to what, Jesse?
It's not of your business, none of your business at all. You have no business thinking about it or being involved at all. You work on you. Leave them in their hell until they're ready to come out. They'll come out of it.
They'll come out of it?
When
you believe that?
When they're ready.
When they're ready.
Yeah.
When they're ready. Okay.
Yeah.
But all right. I thank you for your time, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Chris out of Virginia. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Chris.
Hey, I called yesterday after Keenan yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I went to forgive my mother yesterday.
Oh, you did?
What a mess.
What happened?
I told her, you know, I forgived her, and she started to cry, and I was like, and it was I was shaking in my boots a little bit because
are you on a speaker, Chris, or something?
No, I'm on a cell phone.
Okay, speak
you
right.
Hear me better?
Yeah, speak right into your phone and stay close to it. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. And so, you know, I was shaking in my boots a little bit because, you know, felt weird. So I told her I forgave her for, you know, enabling me and doing all that stuff. And so she got emotional, you know, and she was just like, I was just trying to protect you. And I know that once they're crying, they're lying. So I, you know, just gave her a hug and, you know, it was nice, man. I mean, it felt good. Felt like a weight off my chest. And it was a great day after.
Right on.
Amazing.
Absolutely. Well, you stay with us. Now, all you got to do now is stay with, are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, sir. Morning and night. I remember, you know, I didn't remember I said that I don't see a lot of it, you know, feelings or thoughts when I'm doing the prayer. It's more through the day, but you gave me good advice about that and everything. So
well, you
I'm
stay,
on the path, man.
Yeah, you stay with it, and only get clearer now. Stay with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I just wanted to thank you. And I was saying, if you're going to do Black Friday, do White Wednesday.
See,
all right.
Thanks for the suggestion. We already have July as White History Month.
Okay. I was just trying to just say hi, Jesse, and God bless you, and thanks for all you do now.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Be safe.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Went and forgave. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Over on Cash App, Bond JLP, Anthony says, for Hugh man equals man of color. Two words together, human.
What?
Hugh, H-U-E, hyphen, man is man of color. Two words together makes human.
What does that mean, man of color?
Non-white, maybe? I'm not sure. Depends on the context. I don't know what you mean, Anthony.
Anthony, make it a little clearer. We're trying to figure what is a human being. No one has been able to tell me what a human being is. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. Dre on Live X. Hey, Jesse, seems like unlearning what I've learned is difficult. Not believing thoughts is something new that I'm learning to do, which means I have to unlearn believing thoughts.
Repeat that.
It seems like unlearning what I've learned is difficult.
Right.
Not believing thoughts is something new that I'm learning to do, which means I have to unlearn believing thoughts.
Nice. So what's going to happen if you stay, I know what you mean. I really understand it. So, but what's going to happen? You stay with it, and the spirit of evil in the imagination, your thoughts, those thoughts which are not your own, going to tell you, you're never going to get this. You're never going to make it. It's never going to work, blah, blah, blah. All thoughts are all lies all the time. They're lying to you. It is already working. They don't want it to work, because they want to stay with you. They want to. Evil has made a home in human beings and a human being's nature, and it has to live in human being. Otherwise, it's got to leave you and go live in the pigs, in the swine. But stay with it, stay with it, and the Spirit of the Father will renew your mind. He will take you away from all you've learned, because what you have taught how to live and how to do this and how to do that has never worked, and it never will work. You can never live up to what you've been taught. But your mind will be renewed, and life will be easy and clear. And you will live it without even trying. So stay with it, all right? It will work. Thank you.
Thank you, Dre. Sion, what's your favorite food? I know you're surrounded by Mexican food. Do you like cornbread with some southern collard greens, some potatoes with chicken? No pork, says Sion.
She's asking me?
Uh-huh.
What's my favorite food?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Not yours, Lord. My favorite food. My favorite food is steak and sweet potato. Steak and sweet potato with broccoli. I think that's my favorite now. It used to be soul food, and I still like soul food and all that, but I don't get a chance to eat a lot of that anymore. But right now, I love steak. Well done. Well, not all the way well done, but almost well done. I don't like it when it's not well done. Thank you.
Thank you, Sion. Yeah. Galahad bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. Just wanted to say God is with us. Here's my monthly coffee to support you supporting others. I wanted to share something for you, and I sent that to you. He says, God is with us.
Absolutely.
Hopefully you can check it out.
And thank you, and thanks for helping us to help others without me even having to ask. Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Galahad. Three coffees from Luke. Biblical question answer.
Are you a lawbreaker?
I do not identify as a lawbreaker, but I do/have broken the law, mostly speeding. Ha.
And so are they a lawbreaker or not?
He doesn't identify with it, but he does. It.
So he said he break the law, but he doesn't identify with breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make him a lawbreaker or not?
It's up to us to decide, I guess.
But thank you for responding to the question.
Thank you, Luke. Elijah, with quite a few diamonds there. Israel legalized abortion in the 70s. Sounds like America. He also says, Jews spit on Christians in Israel. Did that happen to you?
No, but you're going to have that problem in all religions, because God is not in religion at all. He's not a part of any religion. And so people are evil, and when they think they own the religion, they're going to fight. So that's not new. But Israel is still amazing. You got to go to Israel. Amazing. Thank you.
Eli Jah with another diamond. Israel has the most per capita.
Thank you. Amazing.
It's not necessarily something that you want, but nice. Thank you.
Well, I don't know what you mean, but okay.
I'll let you know off air.
But you still go. I don't care how much they have or whatever it is. You still go to Israel. You're going to walk through the Bible. Talk about walking in the Word. You're going to walk in the Word. Amazing. Thank you.
Fun fact from Elijah with a diamond. Israel has never backed the U.S. in war.
But what did all that have to do with going to Israel?
That could be a good thing. There's been no good American wars since you were born, right?
Right.
Because you're as old as Israel?
I am as old as Israel. Can you imagine? But listen.
Has there been a good war since the 40s?
No such thing as a good war.
See?
War is not the answer. Only love can conquer hate. Da 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 da. Da, 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 da. But no, you still got to go to Israel. All right? Don't hate. Repudiate.
Appreciate.
Appreciate.
Seven coffees. Thank you, Elijah.
Yeah, thank you, Elijah.
Thanks for the facts.
Yeah.
Liam bought seven coffees with no message. Thank you, Liam.
Thank you, Liam. And thanks for your support. That's amazing.
Nice name. Gaves Ferret gave a...
My great-grandson name is Liam.
Whoa.
And I can never remember his name. And I'm like, come here, what's your name? He's like, it's Lamb, Grandpa. And then I would try to say it, and I wasn't saying it correctly. Grandpa is Lamb. Remember him?
Is he white and racist? I know.
What? He's a little kid.
I know.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew. Games for Rec, Cactus Eater Bear, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Beta Legs, Kevin Webb, Greenwall, Severio Jones, Cha Money, Grandpa Daryl, 555-555-565, and the rest, as well as Urinal Chills, Forgive Yo Mama, Son of Liberty, LGB, and the rest, DJT2020, over on the Rumble crew. Thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate it. Let me go to Maze out of Dayton, Ohio. Thank you all very much. Maze, welcome to the show. You're on the air out of Ohio. Hey, Maze.
How are you today?
Amazing.
Well, that's great. I heard you said women don't have love, and men have what kind of love?
They have, when they overcome the spirit of the mother, they have dispassionate love, which is true love.
And, I was thinking that you mean dispassionate love when your kids get grown and you put them out of the house and tell them to go on their own and be who they supposed to be. Who they should be.
Right.
Women have dispassionate love.
I'm sorry?
And women have dispassionate love, as you say?
If they have overcome the anger of the mother, the spirit of the mother, which is the spirit of evil, and it's not the mother herself, but it's the evil that made a home in her. If the women, and we have the women's forum. You should come tonight, Maze. We have the women's forum every Thursday night. And
well,
you would see those women who are overcoming the spirit of the mother. And
I have no problem with that.
And they're returning to the Father, so they have the Father's love.
So what father are you talking about they're returning to? Their earthly father or the Godfather, the godly father?
You got to go through the you got to go through the earthly father in order to get to the spiritual father.
Oh, okay. And then I have one more song.
Do you disagree with that?
No. Do I disagree with it?
Yeah.
Yes, I disagree with it.
You disagree? Which part of that you disagree with?
All of it.
All of it. You don't believe that we have to go through the earthly father to get to the spiritual father?
No, I don't.
You don't believe that?
So one of his laws, he said, let no man, he talks about man, he don't talk about woman.
You don't, but you don't believe that, Mace?
No.
So then why did God say, how can you say you love me, or who you never seen, when you hate your father? Answer that first and then go to your question.
What did he write that at?
In the Word. He said,
how did you get right to say in the Bible, but it's not. It might be in your
Bible.
The
Bible, the Word, is the same thing. But, Maze.
Okay.
If
I have one more question for you.
Okay.
I said it's not in his law, so I don't know about it.
But why, if it's not in his law, why did
he didn't say it.
Why did he say that? And how can you say you love me, God, or who you've never seen, and hate your earthly father?
What do you find this at?
In the Bible, I just told you.
I say in the Bible where?
Are you asking me, like, where is it located in the Bible?
Yes.
Look through there. You'll find it.
Oh, I got to look through there. Find it.
Yeah, look at the Christian.
I don't see no law that he left on this earth for people to abide by. So
as a Christian would say... As the Christian would say, look at your concordance.
It's like I say, I don't pray to the Bible.
Ain't nobody telling you to pray to the Bible. Why you come up with that?
You're always saying, pulling out stuff out of it.
But who said pray to the Bible? Where you get that from?
You said what the Bible said.
I know, but who said pray to the Bible?
Well, some people think that the Bible makes them closer to God because they can read it and get chapters out of there. And they think it makes them closer to God, which it does not.
But
they use verse out of it, but that's not his law.
Maybe, but still...
And it was changed by man.
So
that's
listen,
listen.
If you forgive men their trespassers, your heavenly Father will forgive you. Also forgive you. But if
what did you say about women then?
But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. But that's not the verse
you're
talking
what
about.
Right.
That's the wrong one there. What's up?
Oh, but Jessica, let me get to my last thing.
Yes.
You know that song you were singing earlier?
That song?
Yeah.
Which one?
The one you were singing earlier today.
God is not willing. That one?
Yeah, that spiritual. The black spiritual song you were singing.
Well, why you call it black?
Because that's what it is.
How you know?
You used to sing it in the church when you went, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so the music that Jane plays is not the same music that you listen, that you went.
But why do you call that particular song black?
Oh, it's white spiritual because it was done by a black person.
Because the church that I was going to was a mixed church, as many white people as it did black people.
Okay, yeah, just if you say that.
No, it was at Crenshaw Christian Center.
And you were singing it.
God is not willing that anyone shall perish, but he wants every man to be free. Hallelujah. And the wages of sin is death. Oh Lord, the wages of sin is death. Oh, yeah. That song?
Yeah, that song.
Okay, what about it?
That's the song that they used to sing in the black church, and a black woman came up with it. So it's old time.
A black woman made this song?
Spiritual, that's what it is.
A black woman made this song?
It's a Negro spiritual, that's what it is.
I ain't never known that.
Why I can't hate you, Jesse.
Huh?
That's why I cannot hate you.
You love me. And I love you. We've been loving each other for years.
That's what I know. But I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
That's right. God won't let you.
Thank you, but not the Bible. Have a good one.
Thank you, Maze. I am so out of time, folks. I'm so out of time. Tomorrow is Black Friday, the beginning. Let it be known. Let it be said. Telephone, tell a friend, tell a black. Tomorrow, Black Friday. Hate is coming up now. The Hate, HAKEReport.com. You don't want to miss. If you've not heard the Hate Report, at least you got to do it now. And after the Hate Report, oh my God, Joel Friday TV. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. All right, folks, I'm out of time. Get on that straight and narrow and stay there, stay there, stay there, all right? And ladies, I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. if the Lord is willing and the creek to rise. Bye. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.